Welcome to Skies Revival Radio. Many have attended the Sky Family Revival concerts and have been greatly touched by the Holy Spirit. This program was created to keep that fire alive. Today is the day to wake up from all our worldly distractions to seek first the kingdom of God. Nothing will satisfy your soul like giving Jesus first place in your life. Nothing will restore our country except for those who are called by His name to start seeking the Lord with all their might. And this is revival, that we would seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Join us today. Let revival begin with you.
Can you imagine anything more paradoxical than an old covenant Christian? The very terms are mutually exclusive. How is it possible then to live as an old covenant Christian? Get your Bibles out and turn to Hebrews chapter 8, and we'll find out how in just a few moments. Welcome to Sky's Revival Radio. This is Tom from the Sky family. We're glad you could join us today. How is it possible to live as an old covenant Christian? We're going to hit the book of Hebrews hard today, focusing on chapter 8, which is the heart of the relevant discussion of the differences between the old covenant and the new. First, we're going to see how the old covenant was completely replaced by the new covenant. Please read Hebrews chapter 8, verses 1 through 6. Here the writer is explaining to the Hebrew Christians that they had a new high priest according to a brand new covenant. The new high priest comes from a whole new order and is the substance of what the other was just a shadow of. He shows that the new high priest serves in the new tabernacle and that the old covenant has been replaced. The writer is clearly showing that the old order of the ceremonial law no longer applies because the true high priest came and he was not even from the tribe of Levi, but rather the tribe of Judah. According to the old order of the ceremonial law, Jesus could not have even been a high priest. But God appointed him as the true high priest, serving in the true temple, so that the old temporary covenant of priests and ceremonial law was done away with when the priesthood of Jesus came. He has a more excellent ministry based on better promises. The old was done away with because it was incomplete. It says in Hebrews 8:7, "For if that first covenant had been faultless, there would have been no occasion sought for a second." So it says that the old covenant was not faultless. So what were the faults? And that's the heart of our discussion today. Each year in the old covenant, the priest offered sacrifices for the sins of the people. But the people who came year by year remained unchanged. They were the same people going home as they were when they arrived at the temple. The sacrifices had no power to change their heart. So after they were forgiven, they immediately went back to the life just the way it was. Back to their sins, back to all of their old ways, their lives remained the same, even though they went before the priest year by year. So they went through an outward observance, but it had no bearing on their hearts or their lives. As we examine ourselves today in the light of this weakness of the old covenant, we see some startling similarities. What we see today in many cases is that though we call it new covenant, though we are in a new covenant church, we are actually following after the pattern of the old covenant. How could this be? Well, let me explain. We come week by week before the Lord, going through an outward observance, thinking that somehow it puts us in right standing with God, expecting to be absolved from all of our sins. But when we leave church, we're unchanged. We're the same people coming in as we are going out. It has not had any effect on our heart. And this is the case for many, many, even multitudes of those who go to church on Sunday going through an outward observance, but even the little bit of time that we devote to God in church is a bit too much for us, and we're straining to get back to life as usual. We can't wait to get home to the game. We can't wait to get home to have lunch. So church is an observance that we have to please people around us or to make ourselves feel comfortable, but our heart is really not there. Our heart is still in the world. And that's because we really love our world. We love our sins. We love our worldly life. And we really don't want anything to change it. So what could be better than to be an old covenant Christian? To have the blessing of the priest or the minister, having everything, all of our sins forgiven, and still being able to live any way we want. Purely old covenant. We can do whatever we want, still get the blessing, and have the wonderful assurance that everything is fine between us and God. So somewhere along the line, the old covenant ceremonial law morphed into the established new covenant church, and it became an outward observance which had no effect on the heart. And now this is the frightening part. In recent years, it has morphed into the evangelical church. How could this be? Well, the same way we outwardly receive the blessing of the minister and are given the total assurance that all is well between us and God, but there is absolutely no change of heart. We have adopted a version of Christianity that requires no change of heart. Hence, you can have the best of life now. You can love the world and the acclaim of men, pursue all the things of the world. In short, you can have the world and have God too. Isn't that a great religion? And so there it is. In the old covenant, they lived any way they wanted to within the outward appearance and requirements of the law, and once a year come before the priest to be absolved from their sins and then go back to life as usual. And it's the same thing. We want to be old covenant Christians. We want to live the way we want to live with no one restricting us, and yet still have the assurance of salvation. Now, everything would be perfectly fine with this, except for one small detail. God replaced the old covenant. It is now null and void. And this could be a problem. And so it is. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will effect a new covenant. Hebrews 8:8. The day came, and the Lord did effect a new covenant. And what is this new covenant? It is a covenant with better promises, which instead of stopping with the outward observances, goes to the heart and changes the heart. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law into their minds, and I will write them upon their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Hebrews 8:10. So now he writes the law on our hearts. And what does that mean? How does he write the law on our hearts? He makes the law desirable to us. He makes the law beautiful and sweeter than honey. He writes the law on our heart so that as we study it, it becomes alive and we love the nature of God which it reflects. We see that the laws of God are good and we want to obey them. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. That's 1 John 5:3. This is the critical element that distinguishes between the old covenant and the new covenant. If we find ourselves straining against God's restrictions, if we find that the laws of God are restricting us and we are feeling constrained to try to live within certain parameters, and we're fighting against it, and we're always living to the furthest extreme that we think is still safe, if that is the case with us, believe me, you're still living in the old covenant. The new covenant has not even touched you yet. When you become part of the new covenant, our greatest delight is when we succeed in obeying him. When we manage to actually take captive every critical thought, we are elated because we're obeying the heart of the law. When we're glad that good happens to others instead of being envious of them, we are so blessed. We're so glad that we have come into conformity with God's wonderful laws. When we are able to retaliate with love instead of anger, it becomes our delight. To fulfill the law of God and to walk in his law becomes our greatest joy. This is when we become partakers of the true new covenant. When we desire to obey, when we begin to love God more than the world, when we put aside all of the worldly idols in our life to make Jesus our Lord, and we can't wait to find out how we can please him more. This is when we become new creatures in Christ. When instead of going back to our worldly ways, we want to walk in God's way, these are the marks of the new covenant. And then what does it say? It says, for those who enter the new covenant, he will be merciful to their iniquities and remember their sins no more. For I will be merciful to their iniquities and I will remember their sins no more, is what Hebrews 8:12 says. So we become full of joy and lightness that our sins are totally washed away. But this is only for those who partake of the new covenant. Those who operate under the old covenant, whose life is not changed, do not receive these benefits of the new covenant. He who practices sin is not of God, and sin is lawlessness. When we become partakers of the new covenant, the ways of God are beautiful to us. Believe me, we still stumble, we still fall, we're still beset with all kind of weakness, but we see the ways of God. We have read his word, and we want to live in accordance with what pleases him. We want to live the way the gospels prescribe. We want to forgive from the heart. We want to seek first the kingdom of God. We want to hear his word and do it. These are the signs of the new covenant that has taken a grip on our heart. And when this new covenant takes effect in us, our sins are cleansed from us, even though we might stumble a lot. This is the glory of the new covenant, where there is no fault whatsoever. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we want to become partakers of the new covenant. We don't want to have an outward form of religion. We don't want to just go to church and then live like everyone else all the rest of the time. We don't want to live like our old selves. We want the new covenant to take a hold of our hearts so that we love the things of God and the laws of God are beautiful to us. Lord, please do a transforming work within us. Lord, may revival begin with me today, that I might become a thoroughly new covenant Christian. Lord, thank you for your word to us. Lord, may we never be the same. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Please call us or email us with any comments or questions or any prayer needs so that we can join with you in prayer. We want to be in fellowship with you. Thank you for being part of this revival work. Be sure to visit skiesrevivalradio.com, where you'll find many encouraging resources, including the first book of our Revival Begins With You series. It's called Through the Narrow Gate, The Surprising Door into Radiant Life, and it's available in hard copy or download. You'll also find Celtic Revival music CD and other uplifting materials there. We look forward to getting together with you again next week.
These radio programs are aired weekly all across the country and on internet radio. It is a faith ministry, and they're supported only by the Sky Family and a little group of concerned Christians who contribute to the radio ministry. If you have been helped or encouraged or edified in any way, would you consider joining that small group to keep these broadcasts going out? It takes a lot of money to produce these programs and to get them out to those who can hear and be encouraged to begin the exciting adventure of personal revival. Your joining with us in this ministry would be a real blessing to many people. Because we don't deduct any kind of administration fee, every dollar you send goes directly to getting the gospel out into this dark world. So even a small donation goes a long way. If you go online and type in Skies Revival Radio, our homepage will come up. Somewhere on the page will be a donate button. If you click on that, you will find a number of ways you can join us in this important work. Or call us at 508-887-1051. That's 508-887-1051. Or email us at tourmanager@theskies.org. If you can't afford anything, don't worry. You can still join our team by standing in the gap and praying with us week by week as the broadcasts go out. It takes a lot of money and a lot of prayer to have the gospel go forth through the media. Thanks so much for your help financially and in prayer. May God bless you.
This song is from the Sky Family. It is available as a download from the Sky Family website.